It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning, and we're going to jump right into things. We've got Lyon County boys basketball head coach Ryan Perry in the studio with us. Also, Lyon County junior guard Travis Perry is with us. And, Ryan, busy time for you guys getting ready for basketball season.
Yeah, it really is. It's an exciting time, though. It's obviously our favorite, my household's favorite time of the year. We love the basketball time, so it always seems hard to get through from the time season was over in March until the season starts back up. You got a little bit of AAU ball and circuit ball there in the middle that kind of helps get through. But yeah, it's a good time of year. We're looking forward to it a lot.
Now, how many different basketball games are you trying to make it to this time of year?
A lot, actually. My daughter, it's not too bad right now. My daughter Maddie's playing middle school basketball, so they're playing a lot of games, so we're running from practice and trying to get in seeing her play. But whenever my daughter Lily fires up, you know, it gets a little bit more complicated, especially in that breach of time when Maddie's playing middle school, Lily's playing high school, Travis is playing high school, and then our youngest son Parker is 8 now. He's in the second grade, and he's coming up trying to start playing. So we're in the gym a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of basketball. But Travis, you play a lot of basketball too. Does it even seem like a new season is starting, or do you just keep playing all summer long?
Honestly, it really doesn't. You know, the summer is really busy going around. There's a lot more traveling involved in the summer. But yeah, there's kind of that break during the end of the summer where you've got just open gyms, workouts, you're just playing against your guys. So it's kind of good to be getting close to that season where you're playing against other guys from other schools, mm-hmm. going to go out and compete and not just beat up on the same people every day in mm-hmm. practice, not having to bang with Brady every day and Jack and all those guys. So I'm looking forward to the basketball season for sure.
Just exactly how many games do you play over the off season, which I guess isn't the off season because you're still playing, but how many games over the summer do you think you get in?
I think we played 36, 38 maybe this year. I think we were 36-2 or something like that. So, yeah, we play a lot of games. It's mostly either Saturday, Sunday tournaments or Friday, Saturday, Sunday with about 4 to 6 games a weekend. So it's busy. There's not as much rest as involved in the high school season. So it's kind of a good time to get your body ready to be prepared for the high school season, which seems easy compared to that.
Yeah. Ryan, you guys go into the season with high expectations after winning the second region last season. So what's it kind of like to finally have that regional championship and now try to go after another one?
Yeah, it's it's really cool. It's really neat. Like, it was a special season last year, obviously, for our guys and for our team. And, we came home from Rupp with a 2-point loss to Covington Catholic in the Elite Eight, and that was a little bit early for what we wanted. You know, we were wanting to go further. So I think, you know, there's high expectations within our team and our coaching staff this year. We feel like we lost a lot last year. I mean, we lost 6 seniors last year, and we lost some really good players. Jackson Shoulders, Gunnar Bingham, Nick Whalen, all those guys were really good basketball players and, you know, had a lot of varsity minutes and experience, and that really makes a difference. So, but with that said, I mean, we still have high expectations. We're kind of in the mindset right now that we kind of got that taste of going to the state tournament, and it tasted good, and we feel like anything less than going back there is going to be a little bit disappointing just because, you know, we do have a lot of guys who have improved over the summer and grown some, and we have a lot of incoming freshmen that are really talented this year that we're kind of trying to fast track along and get ready to give us some production. They had really good – we had a few of those guys that had really good summers. We got about 30 games in the summer, and we had some that had really good summers and are kind of coming around, and they look like they're going to possibly be big contributors for the team. So we're excited about that, but we do have high expectations, yes.
You guys actually got a win up there in your first game at the state tournament last year. What did you learn from that trip to Rupp as far as what it takes to get a win and what it takes to maybe stay there for a while?
Yeah, so it's a lot. It'd be easy for a small school like us that hadn't been up there in 71 years to be able to go and feel like you can compete. But we did. We took a team up there, and we felt like, you know, if we played the way that we played, that, you know, we really legitimately had a shot to go really deep in that state tournament. And I think we did. We got a good win that first game against John Hardin. They were a really athletic team, and, you know, we didn't really show up and have nerves and all that kind of stuff. And I think a lot of that's because our guys had already played in just so many big games that season, you know, going a couple times up to the All-A at Eastern and playing those games. And then, you know, just playing some of the big games that we had on the schedule, the King of the Bluegrass and all that kind of stuff. So it really, I think, kind of got our guys used to where they didn't show up and feel like they were outclassed and all that kind of stuff. So it was a really cool experience. We're hungry to try to get back up there and win more games than we won the last time. But when you get to that level, like, all 16 teams that are there are good teams, and, you know, any of those teams can beat whoever they're matched up against on any given night, depending on how the game goes. So you really got to be locked in and focused, and not just glad to be there. You got to be there with intent, and our guys were last year, and we were, you know, we were really proud of that.
You've kind of worked your schedule though the last year or two to kind of set yourself up for those kind of teams though.
Yeah, that's right. We loaded the schedule up the last 2 years, and, you know, I told our guys at the beginning of the season, I was like, man, if we don't play good, we may not win 15 games this year. And that would be fine as long as we were continuing to get better and, you know, we're benefiting from it come regional tournament time. And I think that was evident last year. You know, we went through the regional tournament with Christian County the first game, Madisonville the second game, and Hopetown the third game. And that's obviously, for Lyon County, that's three very difficult matchups and very difficult games. But we had already played the majority of those teams on the schedule in the regular season. And so we knew that we could play with those guys and how we matched up. And, you know, also our team last year, I felt like we really bought into, you know, we are who we are. We're not changing our style of play because somebody's bigger and faster and jumps higher than us. You know, we're going to do what we do. And we felt like it was good enough to win. And last year it ended up being good enough to win. But the schedule was 100% key. Like, by the time we got to the postseason, like, we had already played bigger games than we were even playing in those situations. That made a difference, and we did that again this year. Like, we scheduled our schedule's probably harder this year than it was last year. And I know we got a 2 week stretch where we're at the King of the Bluegrass the week before Christmas, and Lexington Catholic's event the week after Christmas, and, you know, those two fields are completely loaded with teams. So, you know, we're going to have to go up there and really be ready to play, or we'll not win very many games in those couple of weeks.
Going back to the state tournament last year, Travis, how much fun was it to run out on the floor at Rupp Arena?
Oh, yeah, it's obviously an amazing feeling. You know, you're kind of watching it, the state tournament, and being from Kentucky, you're watching it every year. We'd been up there from sixth grade on watching it, me and Jack and Brady, just kind of like, man, we'll be out there one day. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things, you say it and you believe it, but then whenever it really happens, it kind of has a different feeling to it. And, you know, everybody in the locker room is nervous, thinking going out there it's going to be kind of crazy. And you just get out there and it's just fun. You're out there with your best buds that you've been playing basketball with forever, just out there shooting and about to play probably the biggest game of your life. Yeah. So it's one of those feelings that you can't take advantage of. You've got to just kind of live in the moment and just remember it forever.
At what point do you just settle down and start playing basketball? Did it take you a few minutes to realize, hey, it was a kind of a Hoosiers moment where, you know, the goals are the same height and the free throw line's the same distance and all that?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, for us, it's about getting out there and making about 50 shots in warm-ups, just kind of see that the basket's the same height and everything. And then getting out there, I think we got lucky. I think I got fouled on the first play and got to shoot two free throws, so that kind of settled me in a little bit, and then we got a layup somewhere and got started off pretty good. So it's one of those things you need, one of those little easy buckets or a couple free throws, just kind of get settled in and realize that it's just like your regular court back home.
We're talking this morning with Lyon County boys basketball head coach Ryan Perry and junior guard Travis Perry. Ryan talked a little bit about the guys that you lost off of last year's team. Does that maybe change the way you guys approach things this year, or maybe the way you play a little more guard oriented maybe this year?
Yeah, for sure. We're still going to play, you know, fast. That's been successful for us and in the last few years. But defensively, it'll change a little bit with how we defend guys. We'll be a little bit more versatile as far as man-to-man defenses and stuff like that, being able to guard all five guys on the court. We got caught at times last year. One game in particular, I can remember Ashland Blazer game up at the King of the Bluegrass where we were in man-to-man defense, and we ended up having, you know, a couple of big guys that were having to guard guards. They had five guards on the court, and it caused us some problems. So we've got a little bit of flexibility there with being able to, you know, to do some different stuff defensively. Also, though, it causes some situations where we're going to have guys step up and be an inside presence and, you know, rebound the basketball and pick up some of the slack. You're talking about losing Jackson Shoulders and Nick Whalen on the boards, and that's a, you know, that's a pretty big loss. It's hard to get that stuff back. But, you know, I think Brady Shoulders is he's going to have a big breakout season this year. Like he's looked really good this summer, and he's grown a little bit more. He's about 6'6" now and gotten stronger than he was last year. And I think he's gonna try to help absorb some of what we lost.
Well, you've got a couple of other guys that have been playing basketball all summer, right?
Yeah, right. Jack Reddick and Brady Shoulders both play AAU all summer. Those guys had really good summers in the gym, and so I think both of those guys are ready to have just really, you know, they both played great last year, but I think they're ready to have some really big seasons this year. And then Bray Kirk's an incoming freshman. You know, we're looking for big things out of him. He's got a really mature body. He's grown a little bit too. He's probably about 6'1", maybe even a little bit bigger than that now. Really skilled guard. You know, plays a lot in the summertime, so he's doing the whole AAU thing. And then Lucas Breedlove also played AAU ball all last year, and he's about 6'5" now, and is kind of filling out a little bit. And you know, we think both of those guys are going to be like really big contributors for our team this year. And a couple of more freshmen. I mean, Isaac Defew. He's about 6'5", and he's an incoming freshman that is really skilled with low post moves and really strong and physical. And then Cooper and Carson Collins, twins that are incoming freshmen. Jason Collins is boys, and both of those guys are showing a ton of upside. Carson, I think Carson has a motor like – I've never coached anybody that has a motor like he has. I mean, he's all over the court, tenacious, and his brother Cooper shoots it really well. So – you know, we got some incoming guys that we're really excited about.
When you look at the second region this season, who else is going to be pretty good?
Well, you know, I think UHA is really flying under the radar. A lot of the stuff you see out there, they don't have them kind of listed at the top. But I really believe that UHA is going to be one of the better teams in the second region this year. You know, they got a lot of good pieces that have been playing together for a long time now. They're really athletic. They're really quick. They got a few guys that can really shoot it, so I think that they're going to be a handful. And I think Christian County is going to be really good this year. I feel like I think they have a really strong junior class, and I think they're going to be really, really good this year. Of course, Madisonville, we watched them play up at Murray State, and the Eves kids over there now, and I think Madisonville looks like they're going to have a nice team. Henderson's got a really good core of kids up there. I mean, the Davenport kid and the Alex, what's it?
Thomas.
Yeah, Gerard Thomas and
Satterfield.
And then Alex Satterfield. They got a really nice core of players up there, and I think they're going to be good. So, I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of teams this year and I didn't even mention Hoptown, but I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be competing at a high level.
Yeah, it'll be a fun season.
Yeah, it should be.
Travis, you played a lot of sports growing up. At what point did you decide basketball was the one you wanted to most focus on?
I played basketball, golf, and I mean, football and baseball growing up. I played golf, and I was pretty good at it for a while. Played like I did basketball, traveled around and played. And then I went over with Emma to Todd Trimble for a lesson one day. And he told me that I could make it, but I'd have to just play golf. And that was kind of the end of golf for me for a while. I just kind of put them up until, I guess, that was two summers ago before the high school golf season. And then football kind of faded out whenever I moved to Lyon County. Didn't have a football team. And baseball, you know, I like baseball. Played in middle school, but it's just really hard to play with my AAU schedule. It's the same exact weekends, and didn't want to have to be missing games or anything like that. So that was – hopefully we'll be able to play next year. But, yeah, that's kind of something that we didn't have. And basketball was just kind of – it's always been what I loved playing the most, just going out and playing, Jack and Brady, I've been playing with guys that I've known my whole life. So it's just basketball has always been the first love for me.
Did baseball kind of call out to you a little bit, though, with the success that Lyon County's been having on the baseball diamond?
Yeah, we were for sure disappointed that we couldn't play. We had went to both summers, actually. We'd went to practices and kind of been getting ready to play, and then our AAU schedule had came out, and it was the exact same weekends as the big baseball tournaments. So it was just kind of a good thing just to be able to sit back and watch, I guess, and have just be mainly focused on basketball. It kind of worked out good for us in the end.
Now, you've got a couple of milestones that are coming up, maybe one early in the season. You're getting close to Ty Rogers' scoring record, and I'll always be thankful for Ty for scoring exactly 3,300 points because it really makes it easy to keep up with.
Yes, but, sir.
Well, what's your thoughts on approaching that record and maybe later on some other records as you move on?
Yeah, honestly, it's really just humbling, just realizing the position that I'm in. But, you know, none of that would be possible without my dad as the coach, the coaches we've had working with us, Coach Tom, Roy Akers, staying after every practice, 45 minutes for me and Brady to shoot 150 shots apiece, just standing there like a human rebounding machine, and the teammates that I've had throughout the years and the teams we've had. But, yeah, Ty's a great guy. Honestly, he told me to hang the banner beside his. That would be the goal. But, yeah, it's just very humbling and just a blessing.
Well, you're approaching 3,200 points now, and the state record is within reach maybe at some point. And I looked at the national record, and, man, that thing's way out there. It's like 6,700 points. But,
good grief.
Yeah. But you've got a chance to kind of leave your mark there and kind of put Lyon County on the map too.
Yes, sir. Yeah, for sure. That would be it's a great opportunity for sure. But like I've said many times, for me, it's about winning the games. If we make it to two more Sweet 16s, have a couple of 25-30 win seasons, and I score 200 points apiece in those seasons, I'll be just as happy. For me, it's about going out there and winning the games. But yeah, obviously something like that would be instrumental for Lyon County, just kind of putting it on the map for basketball for the rest of time, really.
Now, every time I've been to state for a Caldwell County team, I always get asked 1,000 times, where is Caldwell County? So how many times did you guys hear, where is Lyon County?
A lot. A lot. Just about everywhere we go, we had to start getting some landmarks so we could tell people kind of where it was. But yeah, we heard that a whole lot.
Do you find people kind of know where the lakes area is?
Yep, that's what we use. Kentucky Lake, Lake Barkley, the man-made lakes. Yep, that's what we use. And most people, oh, yeah, I've been there, I've been through there. But, yeah, that's typically what we use.
Travis, you've gotten a lot of college basketball offers here lately. Where do you stand in the recruiting process right now?
Right now I'm just kind of trying to specialize and keep growing my relationships with coaches and stuff. For me, it's about the relationships with the coaches where I feel like I'll fit really well. So I've been taking some visits, going around, seeing some campuses, meeting the staff, meeting the players, seeing how things are run on game day and all kinds of stuff like that. So that's one of the main things for me. I feel like I'm still in the stage of just learning and kind of just sitting back, honestly, right now and just observing and seeing what I like and learning as much as I can, honestly, because, you know, it's probably the biggest decision I'll make for a while. So it's one that you've got to take as it comes, not rush it, take it carefully, and just explore all the options I have.
What's been your favorite trip so far?
Honestly, don't know that I could say a favorite trip. I've really enjoyed all the visits we've taken. Favorite basketball trip this year, though, we went out to California for this summer for the three-stripe finals, and we drove all the way out there. That was a huge haul out there. It took about 3 days. So that's been my favorite basketball trip of the year for sure. But all the visits are, you know, they're all unique in their own way. All have different things to offer. All have different experiences. So it's just kind of neat to get to go around and see different places, just explore different universities and take it as it comes.
How many scholarship offers do you have right now? And what are you kind of looking for out of a college?
I think I have 17 right now. And, you know, honestly, I'm just looking for a place that I feel like I'll fit in, be able to make an impact. The coach and staff, the players all kind of have the same values, want to win as bad as I do, not just going out there just to kind of make the jump or anything just for selfish reasons, but to make it as a team. That's something that's big for me, playing for each other. And, you know, there's a lot of places that offer that, so that's one of the things that I'm looking for. And like I say all the time, the relationship with the coaches, that's the thing that's going to matter the most. It's going to be people you're going to be with for a couple of years, every day, all day. So that's one of the main things for sure.
Well, as long as places are rolling out the red carpet for you, you need to just keep on taking those trips, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Ryan, you guys have a trip this weekend.
Yep. We're going to head out tonight and go down to Oxford for Travis is taking an official visit down to Ole Miss this weekend. So we'll go down and watch a basketball game down there tomorrow night and then watch the Alabama football game on Saturday. And we're looking forward to that. Travis has had that one scheduled for several months. It was one of the first official visits that he scheduled. So that was that's one that he's been looking forward to going down. And we really like Coach Davis, got a good relationship with him and known him for quite a while. And we're looking forward to that visit this weekend. It has been neat, though. Like all these, you know, the way it all has transpired and happened as far as, you know, just being able to be around such great basketball minds and, you know, the contact that you have with these people, it's just it's a really neat experience that's pretty humbling to even be in, you know, some of those guys' presence. This was really neat.
Well, a pretty good weekend to have some recruiting guys in because Alabama, I mean, what do you say, more Ole Miss than Alabama football? I mean,
it's going to be a huge game. That was one that they were trying to get Travis to commit to coming down to a long time ago because that will be I know they got a ton of big-time football recruits coming in, too, that weekend, and I know there's going to be a couple more basketball recruits down there with Travis, and, you know, I think it should be a really fun weekend in Oxford this weekend.
Well, say hello to Torrey Hammett while you're down there.
We'll see him for sure.
You know, it's his second home, I believe. So,
yeah, we'll see. We'll definitely see Torrey, especially on Saturday for sure.
Yeah, that's going to be a big football game. But as you get ready for basketball season, what have you guys got coming up? Got one more scrimmage, I think, and then start the season.
Yeah, we're going back up to the Zip Zone Classic again in Martin County the Saturday before the season starts, so November 26th. We're going to go up there and play a game that afternoon against Louisville Trinity, who may be the best team in the state this year. They're really, really good. So we're looking forward to that. That'll be a good measuring stick for us to see, you know, kind of where we are, what we need to work on, all those kind of things before the season starts. But that's going to be a big one. And then we start our season on Tuesday the 29th against Ohio County at home. It's going to be a tough game right off the bat. That Ohio County team's pretty good. They got some really nice players on there. A couple of them are going to be college players. So, but yeah, that's what we've got between now and the time the season starts.
Travis, do you guys have any games circled for this year, or just taking them one at a time?
Really taking them one at a time. You know, one game that's going to be a big game for us is going to be that game at UHA, the first round of All A. Just kind of that'll start the journey to make it back to Eastern Kentucky. You know, we don't have the greatest track record up there, so we're really eager to get back up there and hopefully be able to take care of business in the regional so we can get up there and have another shot at a game up there. And then, you know, obviously we've got a ton of games scheduled that are huge games, should draw great crowds. And that's something I'm looking forward to for our guys. You know, not every team gets to play in front of a packed gym and the size of gyms we'll be playing in, and that's something that you can't ever take for granted. You know, our team's blessed enough to have that. So I'm looking forward to a lot of our guys getting to experience that and getting to play in those environments. It's going to be great for sure.
Well, appreciate you guys coming in this morning, and good luck to you guys. Travis, what's kind of your goals for this season, and what would you like to get accomplished on the basketball court other than just getting back to the state tournaments?
Yeah, just keep expanding my game. You know, just kind of going around. One of the great things about being able to go around these campuses and talk with the coaches is kind of learn what succeeds at the next level, what does well, the type of player that I can kind of mold to be to have the greatest chance of success at the next level. So that's one of the things I'm trying to implement, just taking what I see there and using it in my game. And I feel like it's already starting to pay off a little bit. And the main thing for me is just being the best teammate I can be, you know, always going out there, helping my guys up, always trying to look like our team is having a joyful time on the court. That's something that people love to see and something that makes you play better, honestly. If you're out there having fun, just kind of relax, just chilling out there, just playing with your guys just like it's pickup, that's something that really goes a long way. So that's honestly the number one goal, is just going out there, having fun, and if we're not having fun, looking like we're having fun doing it. Yeah. So that's one of the main things for us.
All right. Well, good luck to you guys this season. Again, I really appreciate you guys coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
That's Lyon County boys basketball head coach Ryan Perry and junior guard Travis Perry here on the Sideline Report this morning. We need to get to a timeout, but we'll be back with more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Running a successful business takes planning, patience, and a whole lot of elbow grease. We believe you have what it takes in spades. That's why First Southern National Bank is here to support the growth of your business with solutions for working capital loans, online services, checking, and treasury management. Prioritizing relationships built on true care for you and your employees is what makes our approach different. Get to know us at fsmb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Life is filled with moments. Moments we share with those we love, worry about, and strive to protect the most. At Woodman Life, we provide life insurance and retirement products to help protect you and your family so that you can enjoy all the moments to come.
This is Josh Ray, your local Woodman Life agent. Come see us at 1009 West Main Street or give us a call at 365-6111.
Certain eligibility and age restrictions apply. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society, Omaha, Nebraska.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to pro shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice-Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice-Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Need cash fast? Contact ABC Finance now.
The holiday season is right around the corner, and for many, this can be a financially stressful time of year.
Don't spend the season worrying about the impending holiday expenses. Visit ABC Finance.
This is Savannah Seymour at the Princeton ABC Finance location.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville location.
We can help you spend the holiday season making memories with family and friends instead of stressing over finances.
At ABC Finance, we provide loans up to $15,000.
We are locally owned and staffed, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour.
No appointment is needed. Walk-ins are welcome.
You can even give us a call, and we will take your application over the phone.
Or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Our commitment is to make the loan process quick, easy, and stress-free. We can even consolidate all loans into one easy payment. For more information and for great money and credit tips, like ABC Finance on Facebook.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool, too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner. YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks to Lyon County boys basketball head coach Ryan Perry and junior guard Travis Perry for coming in this morning and being on the Sideline Report. Shifting gears a little bit now, we're joined on the telephone by Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com and WKDZ Radio. And Scott, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show. And how are things over in KDIZ this morning?
Good morning. That's going to be a tough act to follow right there, but things are going okay.
Yeah, they've got a rough one this weekend, Scott. They have to go watch the Ole Miss-Alabama football game.
Yeah, that's a tough recruiting trip to have to make there.
Yeah, what a weekend to schedule the recruits in, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he will not be the only one roaming the sidelines there in Oxford. It's always, if you follow social media or follow Twitter, always interesting to see the different schools when they have recruits in town. You know, sometimes you'll see Kentucky and they'll mention, oh, hey, that's so-and-so, and they'll talk about the recruits they see, and I'm sure there'll be no shortage of recruits this weekend.
Well, at YourSportsEdge.com, we've just about put the fall sports season behind us as far as high school sports go, but another football game, at least one more football game, and then winter sports are quickly approaching.
In fact, if you go by the calendar that the KHSAA provides, We started winter sports last weekend in Owensboro with Region Cheer, and then there's a swim meet coming up in Hoptown this Saturday. And so, yeah, not a lot of downtime.
We're talking with Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com. Need to run and get into a quick break here, though. We'll be right back and more with Scott after this, so stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Brantley Furniture, family-owned and located in the heart of downtown Princeton. Jeannie and Megan invite you to come in and check out their selection of furniture, bedding, and gifts. Financing is available.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, mostly sunny skies, high of 75 this afternoon, and then tonight a 20% chance of showers after midnight. Mostly cloudy, low of 51. Veterans Day, we've got another slight chance of showers before lunchtime, partly sunny after with a high of 64. Winds out of the north-northwest could be as high as 20 to 25 miles an hour. And then Friday night, partly cloudy skies and temperatures dip below 30. And a biting north-northwest wind could be as high as 25 miles an hour. But back to this afternoon, mostly sunny skies and 75 degrees.
Hi, this is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit H&R AgriPower, your local Kubota dealer, for a demo today.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Take a test drive at your Kubota dealer. H&R AgriPower, Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
Fredonia Valley Bank is proud of our area senior athletes and is celebrating their accomplishments. They're sharing special senior stories featuring the class of 23 in a senior spotlight. Follow YourSportsEdge.com or download the app and listen for updates on 103.3 WPKY. As Fredonia Valley Bank gives our senior athletes a special moment to shine.
It's time for the 47th Annual Racer Roundup. Stampeding into the Bill Cherry Ag Expo Center in Murray, Kentucky, November 17th through the 19th. Bronc riding, calf roping, team roping, breakaway roping, goat tying, barrel racing, and everybody's favorite, bull riding. Tickets are only $20 for adults and $12 for the kids. Doors open at 5 and rodeo action kicks off at 7 p.m. nightly. It's the 47th Annual Racer Roundup, November 17th through the 19th at the Bill Cherry Ag Expo Center. You don't want to miss it.
Advance tickets available at msurodeo22.eventbrite.com.
We are back on the Sideline Report. Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com joining us this morning. And Scott, we were just talking there for a moment about the cheer competition in Owensboro recently, and we had a ton of coverage up on that event over at YourSportsEdge.com.
Yeah, it was an interesting day out at Owensboro High School. Like anything else, it's curious to see how the KHSAA divides things up. They have regions 1 and 2 compete against each other, regions 3 and 4, and it's kind of done like cross country. Based on how many teams there are, that determines how many teams go to state. So if you compete in a division with 8 or 10 schools, then probably 3 or 4 schools will advance to state. And if you compete in a division with 3 or 4 schools, then maybe only 1 or 2 teams go to state. So it was kind of curious to see how that was done.
Yeah, and drawing big crowds up to Owensboro for that cheer competition.
It really was. I've only had 2 problems trying to find a place to park at a sporting event that I've covered this year. They came on back-to-back days. I went to Hart County Friday night for Trigg County's football game there. Hart County was hosting its first ever playoff game in school history. And there were more people at the stadium than probably in the rest of Hart County that night. And it made finding a place to park tricky. And then the second time was Saturday at Owensboro High School for the region cheer meet. It draws a good crowd. If you want to have a fundraiser, just schedule a region cheer meet, and you should be in good shape.
Yeah, the toughest I ever had finding a parking spot at a football game was up at Ohio County, probably a decade or so ago. we get there and you just can't find a parking spot anywhere. So finally, we, a long way from the stadium, we find a space to park, and I get out and I ask somebody with an Ohio County shirt on, is it homecoming tonight? Is it senior night? What's going on? And the guy says, no, we're all here to see this quarterback from Caldwell County. That was the Elijah Sindelar effect.
Yeah. Yeah, the year that Tim Couch came to Hoptown, I remember parking a good ways away at the Stadium of Champions, and that was a tough ticket that day. It's the fullest I've ever seen that stadium for a football game. Excuse me. And it was a tough gig trying to find a place to park that day, without a doubt. So I think at Hart County, I just kind of created a spot. You know, I usually, if you can find a place near the school bus and there's some open space near the school bus and it's your school bus, sometimes you're in good shape. Now, if it's another school bus, I don't recommend that. But normally the home folks know who you are. They know, you know, and you know that they're not going anywhere. You're usually going to get out of there before the team does, or it's going to be close. So I was fortunate the other night, but I think adding it up, that Hart County makes the 48th different stadium that or location I've covered a high school football game at.
Yeah, I've never figured that up, but you've got one on me because I've never been to Hart County. I think Hart County came here at least once in the playoffs, but that's the only time I remember.
Yeah, we've been to Hart County before because we played Caverna. Caverna is right on that border with, I think it's Edmondson County. Edmondson and Barron and Hart are right there close. Maybe it's Barron County, but Caverna is just a stone's throw across the line into Hart County, and it's a couple of stones throws away from the Wigwam Village in Cave City. But Mumfordville is kind of toward the northern end of Hart County. You go past, you go from Horse Cave or Cave City into Horse Cave, and from Horse Cave into Mumfordville, and then Mumfordville is where Hart County's at. So I had been there, but the people were nice, and the stadium was well lit. And so, you know, that's all you can ask for.
Looking ahead at yoursportsedge.com, we've got basketball previews coming up in the next week or so. And, of course, one of the favorites in the second region, you know, those guys were in the studio with us earlier, Lyon County. But according to the Perrys, there's a lot of good teams in the second region this season. So should be a really fun basketball year.
I think the second region is going to be much improved from top to bottom. Lyon County, of course, mentioned among the favorites. They're pretty excited about the team Hopkinsville has. Talked to Coach Babb here recently, and he likes the team he has. Of course, he's got to get his whole team out because Hoptown is still playing football. Christian County is going to be very good this year. They're going to be improved. They got virtually everybody back from last year. University Heights Academy is going to be good. They're not going to have a lot of size, but they're going to run, and they look pretty good over the summer at some of the summer workouts. Henderson County is going to be pretty good. They've got their backcourt returning and some key people as well. You know, Madisonville is going to be good. They got a key transfer in. So I think from top to bottom, and I know somebody's listening, well, you left out so-and-so. Top to bottom, I think the second region is going to be better this year. We're going to see a better quality of basketball than we saw either last year or the year before.
Yeah, Lyon County kind of had to run the gauntlet of the second region big teams last year. I think they went through Christian County, Madisonville, and Hoptown to win that second region tournament, and I think Lyon County, a lot of people looking at them again this year and Travis Perry was in here with his dad this morning and talking about point totals. He's getting close to Ty Rogers' school record there at Lyon County. And like I mentioned with him, I'll forever be thankful for Ty for scoring exactly 3,300 points because it keeps me from having to go look that up every time.
It makes it easy to remember. You are not wrong. 3,300 on the nose, and I think 2,800 of that came against Trigg County.
And looking ahead a little bit, the state record for points scored in a career is 4,337. That's King Kelly Coleman of Wayland back in the 1950s. And if everything goes according to plan, you know, Travis is on pace to get to that number as well.
That's true. And, you know, talking with, you know, some of the people who played back in that era, back, you know, I don't call them old-timers, but people who played in that time, you know, they're not very friendly when you bring up the three-point line. They're not, you know, they feel like there's some that feel like there should be state records for the two-point era and the three-point era. The three-point shot didn't come into high school basketball until the 86-87 season. And, you know, you mentioned that Harry Todd's one of those. I mean, he's you know, he says there ought to be a rule for the 2-point era and the 3-point era, and then you could do that as well. You know, the fact that King Kelly Coleman did that without a 3-pointer and was a shooter, it just tells you, you know, the kind of basketball player he was. And I'm not taking anything away, you know, from the modern players. I mean, you got to be able to hit shots to score. And so, you know, that's part of it. But still, to score that number of points without a three-point line is remarkable.
And while wearing number 66.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. That back in the days when you could do that, when there weren't that many fouls called, so the officials didn't have to come over. The whole uniform thing has always been an interesting story. You know, back in the 60s and 70s, you know, you had different numbers for home and away. At home games, you had an odd number or an even number, and at road games, you had an odd number. And the reason why is so there was no confusion over foul calls. You know, that way they knew that, you know, when they come over to the scores table and said the foul's on 33, you knew that was going to be the road team. You know, they didn't have to say foul is on blue 33 or white 33. They just going to say foul's on 33. And the road team always wore odd numbers. So they knew that So I don't know if that's because they had colorblind officials or, you know, I just always found that interesting. And then around early 80s or so, then your uniforms matched home and away.
Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com is with us this morning. We need to get to a break here on the show, but we'll come back and talk more right after this quick timeout on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Lance Stallings inviting you to look to us for your next pre-owned vehicle. Our family provides great vehicles at a great price. Come see why we were voted best used car dealer in the best of Western Kentucky.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, mostly sunny, high of 75 this afternoon, and then tonight a 20% chance of showers after midnight, mostly cloudy, low of 51. Another slight chance of showers is expected before lunchtime on Veterans Day, partly sunny skies, high of 64, and a north-northwest wind. Could be as high as 15 to 25 miles an hour. And then on Friday night, partly cloudy skies with a low of 29 as temperatures bottom out with that cold front rolling through. North-northwest winds could be as high as 15 to 30 miles an hour. But back to this afternoon, it's going to be 75 degrees and mostly sunny.
Hello, I'm Jason Redford, Community President, First Southern National Bank. When First Southern National Bank says, "We believe in you," it means we also believe certain things about you. We believe that you want to live a life of margin, where you can balance spending, saving, and giving. We believe that you want to make wise financial decisions to enable that kind of living. Because we believe in you, we are here for you every step of the way. Visit fsmb.net to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready to brave the challenge? Need a kickstart to your career in criminal justice? The Kentucky State Penitentiary is seeking motivated individuals who are up for the challenge, hiring correctional officers in Eddyville at the state's only maximum security correctional institution. Applicants must be a high school graduate or have GED, 20 years of age, drug screening testing, and background checks required. Apply online, Facebook, or at careers.ky.gov, or call 270-388-2211, extension 253. Kentucky State Penitentiary, an equal opportunity employer, male, female, disabled.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, Princeton, Kentucky. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Scott, we were talking basketball and point totals and mentioned that the national record is over 6,700 points, so that's a long way off. But one thing I haven't looked at yet is the second region scoring record, and Harry Todd probably has that record.
He does. I think it's Harry. And then I think it is, I think it's Harry and Ty Rogers right there together. There may be one player I'm forgetting, but I don't think so.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to find out, because I think Travis probably has a pretty good shot at that mark. And like I said, that national record is way out there, but it's going to be a big deal when Travis starts kind of closing in on that record by Keen Kelly.
It is, because a lot of people thought that that was, you know, going to be one of those that wasn't going to be reached. And, you know, he came right in as a seventh grader and started scoring a lot of points as a seventh grader. And that's the key is, you know, you have to score in middle schools. And the High School Federation is a little funny about that. Sometimes, you know, they count middle school records and sometimes they don't. And of course, KHSAA has made it kind of tough where in sports like soccer and football, middle schoolers no longer are competing at the varsity level. And so only the high school statistics count, because that's the only time they can play high school. You know, I remember the first time Al Baker touched the ball for Trigg County, went for a 54-yard touchdown against Ballard Memorial as an eighth grader. And so some of his rushing totals, I think that's what happened with somebody here not long ago. They did not count his – he played middle school, but the High School Federation would not count that toward football. And I don't think it was Tim Couch, but it may have been that they did not – count the middle school stats toward the national totals.
Yeah, I don't really understand that. It looks to me like anything accomplished in a varsity game is a varsity record.
You would think so, but I don't know. The National Federation's funny about some things, and so I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, Scott, I appreciate you coming on this morning and spending some time with us, and we'll get to work on basketball previews and have those coming up at yoursportsedge.com, and the hoop season will be here before you know it.
It will be, and I've already started working on some of the previews, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, it's just about the time you get them finished. It's the start of another season, and I look forward to it.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Yep, see you, Todd. Thank you for having me.
That is Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com. I appreciate him coming on the show this morning. Also, thanks to Ryan Perry, the boys basketball head coach at Lyon County, and Travis Perry, Lyon County junior guard. Those guys are the defending second region champions and will go for another championship this year and try to get back to the Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. That's going to wrap us up for this Thursday's Sideline Report. Thanks a lot for being with us. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. You've been listening to the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.